to talk Steelers. And to do so, we go to the play-by-play voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Bill Hillgrove from WDVE, joins us. Hi, Bill.
Dave, I don't talk trash.
I know. Hey, you better not talk trash, or I'm going to send Merrill Reese after you.
or Jaws. Jaws would probably take me to task.
Hey, Merrill's tenacious. Hey, Bill, Pittsburgh Steelers here, 1-2. Some veterans missing some time. It seems like everyone kind of expects everything to start to fall back in place for the Steelers with Polamalu and Harrison and Rashard Mendenhall back in the lineup on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's no excuse for the way they played in the two losses on the road. Now, the schedule maker didn't smile on them. You know, having to go to Denver to play a night game and then carry over from last year that really disappointing playoff loss, that was tough, but, you know, it didn't excuse them for wilting in the second half. The game at Oakland, well, when you play in the black hole and you fumble a couple of times, you're asking the Raiders to beat you, and that's exactly what happened.
So let's talk about this team offensively. The run game statistically has not been there. Is it the absence of Mendenhall? Is it the run game blocking? Is it not a commitment to the run game? What are you seeing there for the first three games?
Well, what I've seen, I'm not a coach, but what I see there is that it's everybody's responsibility to run the football. It starts with your attitude. I can, and so I will, and they haven't seemingly done that. And then, it's the running back's fault in part. And up front, you know, they only have the same five guys start and finish a game up front, and that was the win against the Jets. So it's a combination of just about everything.
How much is this team missing first-round pick David DeCastro? I know they counted on him to step in and be a starter.
They miss him a lot, but, you know, let's face it, Ramon Foster is more than adequate. I think the thing that really hasn't gelled yet is the fact that Willie Colon is back after missing the better part of 2 years, and now he's playing inside instead of out. He's at left guard instead of right tackle. It's been a period of adjustment for him. So, you know, I think Steeler fans are disappointed. Some of them probably saying this is looking like an 8-8 team. But, you know, there's still a lot of season left. And I think what Tomlin said at this news conference the other day holds true. All they have to do is stack a few wins.
All right, hey, Bill, let's talk about that passing attack, which is just dynamic, really deep at wide receiver. Ben Roethlisberger, so elusive. He must be absolutely loving all of these options at wide receiver. And, of course, Heath Miller at tight end looks like he's ascending into the upper echelon in the NFL.
Yeah, some people looked at him and said, well, they've got all, you know, average or small receivers. They don't have any big targets. Well, you know, there's Heath Miller in the red zone who's been quite a target so far for Ben. And, you know, what we haven't seen, though, Dave, is what we saw a glimpse of in the preseason, and that was the use of the screens to make big plays. And I'm talking about the Chris Rainey, who had a couple of splash plays in the preseason, the bubble screens. They just haven't, you know, put that all together yet. So, I think there's still time to do that.
Good matchup, Bill, don't you think? The Eagles, who like to get up the field, the pass rush, the wide nine, they come at you, they want to isolate the tackles in space. And a Steelers offensive line that, you know, everybody talks about still coming together. To me, if the Eagles have any chance of kind of reining in what the Steelers do, they really have to beat and win that battle 4-on-5 up front.
I think you're right. And in the preseason game, even though both Trent Cole and Babin were not available, your outside guys gave our tackles everything they could handle. I mean, it looked bad for the first quarter anyhow.
All right, let's talk about the Steelers' defense. A lot of pressure. We saw a version of this defense a couple of weeks ago. Ray Horton in Arizona. They just made life miserable for Michael Vick and company. Have the Steelers been blitzing as much as they always do and giving offenses so many different looks?
I think they have. It's just that it hasn't been all that effective. I mean, they haven't pressured Peyton Manning, and they haven't pressured Carson Palmer sufficiently. And, you know, I really think that's what you have to do. Now, it doesn't always translate into sacks. I think too many times sacks are, you know, the bottom line for pass rush. That's not the case. You know, the bottom line for pass rush, making him throw it when he doesn't want to or making him throw it where he doesn't necessarily feel comfortable doing so. And I just haven't seen that as much as I've seen in the past. Again, is it James Harrison? He might be the linchpin. We'll find out.
Bill, you are also the play-by-play announcer, the announcer for the University of Pittsburgh football, and you know, we've got a couple of young running backs here who had quite a nice couple of careers at University of Pittsburgh, LeSean McCoy, as well as Deion Lewis. Your memories of them, and any surprise at all that Shady's ripping it up in the NFL?
I don't think so, because I think he went with absolutely the right team with the right offense. That suits him to a T. You know, he's got the ability to make people miss. Rarely does the first guy get him on the ground. And, you know, he's got a tremendous vision. I think Deion Lewis had the same thing. Shady just has a little bit more of a lateral quickness to him. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that these two guys, A, made the roster and play on Sunday. But in the case of Shady, you got yourself a Pro Bowl player.
You know, Bill, when I look back at the numbers that he put up at Pittsburgh, amazing how much they relied upon him. The number of carries, the durability, the touchdowns that he scored. I mean, he was incredible there, wasn't he?
He sure was. And I remember they were playing at Buffalo, and he got stopped in the backfield. And it was a critical situation of the game. And all of a sudden, you think, you know, they're going to stack him up. And he spins. And the next thing you know, he's running up the sideline, and they're in pursuit. And that completely changed that game around. And I think that's the ability that this guy has. He has the ability to really impact the game.
Bill, I would imagine, I mean, in the Pittsburgh Steelers meeting rooms and on the practice field, taking away McCoy, in your mind, the number one priority for the Pittsburgh defense and taking away those cutback lanes?
Yes, gap control, especially if you're a two-gap team. That's always essential, and you got to keep those shoulder pads parallel to the line of scrimmage. And when they get unparalleled, if I can put it that way, bad things happen because too many gaps arise, and good running backs will take advantage of it.
And last thing, Bill, the weather forecast, we've taken a glance at it here. What are you expecting on Sunday? I mean, temperatures maybe in the 40s?
Yeah, probably, and maybe a chance of some rain. You know, it's October. And it's the Northeast, and, you know, that's the way it goes. And I love the way Mike Tomlin approaches that. He said, I don't care what the weather is as long as both teams have to play in it.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, and both teams, it's weird. The Steelers are, I mean, we know the Eagles are a passing team. The Steelers, Bill, they are an explosive pass first, it seems, offensive attack. And going to be fun to watch. First time we've been up there in a long, long time since 2004.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun game. It's probably going to be one of the better games of the weekend, just the way I'm looking at it. I've gone over the matchups, and I think, I think it's too close to call. I really believe that.
Hey, Bill, we appreciate it very much. Bill Hillgrove, the play-by-play voice for the Pittsburgh Steelers, WDVE. Thank you so much for joining us in studio.